themselves, we have a structure of public involvement that certainly includes everybody, and we have business associations recognized by ONI, business associations organized under Venture Portland and working with PDC, and the neighborhood associations working with the Office of Neighborhood Involvement.
Well, Commissioner Fritz, would you, I'm just trying to wordsmith this, what if we kept neighborhoods and businesses in and added neighborhood associations and business associations?
What's the definition of those? Yeah, they are.
It would be
G11.
Yeah. Okay, that could be added.
And actually, Venture Portland does not support this amendment. Plus, I don't want to be the contrarian, but I live in an orphan part of Northeast Portland that is actually not mapped by either any neighborhood association. It's an anomaly, but if the sponsor was willing to just include neighborhood associations and business associations and retain neighborhoods and businesses, I could support that.
Agree with that, Commissioner Fritz?
I think that ensures the broadest possible scope.
We call them neighborhood business districts.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, so we'll accept that as a friendly amendment rather than having to vote on it unless anyone disagrees.
Keep that.
Adding those two words back in that are now crossed out, neighborhoods and businesses. And let's take a vote, please, on the policy amendment P8 with that further friendly amendment revision.
Fish?
Appreciate very much the discussion. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Prince?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, one more before we go back to PBOT, and that is I move to adopt this additional policy on historic preservation to the historic and cultural resources section of chapter 4, new policy, state historic resource support, advocate for state policies, programs, and legislation that would enable stronger historic resource designations, protections, and rehabilitation programs.
Second.
I move the motion.
Actually, Commissioner, I have a further amendment, and that is to add and federal, so state and federal historic resources support and advocate for state and federal policies.
Oh, good catch. Okay. I'll accept that as a friendly amendment.
Thank you.
Further discussion?
I'm actually not sure what federal policies. I mean, I know what the state policy is we're concerned about. I don't know enough about the federal policies to be able to support that amendment.
It would be landmark designation, right?
Yeah, National Historic Landmarks.
Yeah.
It could pertain to the National Register of Historic Places and the removal process or incentives for historic rehabilitation. We do have a federal program for that.
But I understand that under state law, the problem is that the landowner can just decide that they don't want their property to be historic.
That's
I don't know that there's the same sort of concern at the federal level, and they don't understand enough about the federal scheme to say I can support this.
Well, this is a position of policy support and direction for advocacy. If advocacy for change isn't needed at the federal level because there is no such loophole, we wouldn't be advocating change.
Well, but we're advocating for stronger historic resource designations at the federal level, and since I don't know what the current federal policies are, I can't say for sure that I'd support that.
Okay, well, I think as a general policy, it's a good idea, so maybe we just...
Have you accepted that as a friendly amendment, Mayor?
I have.
I move the motion.
Okay, let's vote.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
No.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales.
All right. Okay. Now let's go back to...
This is the very last one.
What page is that on again?
This is the penultimate one.
This
I have to say that because I love that word.
And it's just a good word.
And it... No one actually knows what it means, but it just is
an ultimate time today that you'll mention that word.
It is the second to last, but you're one of the few people that knows that.
I like anti.
I watch too much TV.
Second to ultimate, not second to last, Mrs.
Let me put it this way, Commissioner. It's really important to me.
Give us a number again. Sorry.
I think we were on, was it P73 on page 34? Is that the one that you were?
I think so.
It's policy, a new policy after 8.40.
Allison gets the money. We'll just get the contract. But Shannon's already got that.
Okay.
Okay, what have you got, Courtney?
Well, I think what I have
is still not supportive of a new policy, but looking at policy, existing policy 8.38, transportation function.
Right.
So a couple things to say. So I spoke with some more staff over at PBOT in the, sorry, I'm buzzing, children texting me. In our understanding of the word access and how we have it defined in our design classifications that we're modifying right now in stage three, access includes parking, parking and loading, bike parking, access to local services. One reason in that definition of access, both in those classifications or in the glossary, that we don't list every single thing out because we could always miss something. So again, from a policy planner, bureaucrat perspective, access includes parking. So to us, it's covered. So again, if council and Commissioner Fritz still feels that they would like to have that highlighted, we're more comfortable with policy 8.38 to say, transportation function, improve and maintain the right-of-way to support multimodal transportation mobility, comma, access to goods and services and parking, as is consistent with the designated street classification. Because again, we're modifying those street classifications right now to further discuss access in different parts of the city and what that looks like, including on-street parking or lack of on-street parking. Because there will be some locations where street designations do not highlight or do not prioritize on-street parking. That's what I have to say.
And so in lieu of P73, Commissioner Fritz moves revision to policy 3.38 as just iterated by Courtney.
And I agree with Courtney that parking is included already with reference to access to goods, and I think that calling it out highlights it in a necessary and unfortunate manner, basically saying parking uber alles.
Parking uber alles?
I think it's parking inter alles in this case.
This is really important to me. I think it's really important in street vacations.
Your point about
well, staff, can I just want to understand, because you're saying it's already covered somewhere else. So what, in the event there's something comes before council in the future and we have it in these two places, what's the practical effect of that?
So I think the practical effect, if you're looking at, I believe, a street vacation, which is what Commissioner Fritz is most looking at, we would still want to be looking at the consistent with the designated street classification. So you would go to the street classification description, that either it's a major city traffic or a bikeway, and we have definitions and descriptions as to what those designations should have. And we are actually revising them, and you'll see those in the next stage of the TSP, about how we treat that space. And in a number of locations, that space does not prioritize is probably the wrong word, but you know, on-street parking is not necessarily one of the first things we put there. But there's other locations where on-street parking is discussed and is a part of that and would be included in the street function. Another place where we could be making some additional changes that could help clarify this is we're, again, updating the transportation system plan. We could make additional amendments to our glossary to reiterate that transportation function and transportation facilities include parking. Or that access includes all of these things.
But
again,
are we in the event something comes before us with this change, are we tilting the playing field somehow? Or are we changing the way in which the issue might be decided?
There's a continuum. I mean, if every fourth word was parking, I think that would be tilting. If you never mention it at all, that's another end of the continuum.
That's where we're at right now. There isn't any mention of parking.
Right, but I mean, there's no mention of bicycles or pedestrians or any other thing specific in 838. It's very general. Improve and maintain the right of way to support multimodal transportation mobility and access to goods and services. That's very general language. You throw parking in, and oddly, this is kind of similar to the discussion we just had about commuted use of color and other specific things. I see no need to highlight parking in the context of this very general statement.
Okay, well, another alternative is I'm really concerned about street vacations because that's when you give up the public right-of-way. So another alternative would be to change policy 8.48 and to say maintain rights-of-way if there is an established or existing need for them, such as for transportation facilities, commerce, parking, or other public functions.
Isn't parking part of a transportation facility itself?
No, it isn't. That's the point.
In the definition, it is, yes. in the glossary, I believe.
Transportation
and if not,
facilities?
We can add it.
I think transportation facility includes on and off street parking, right?
That is correct.
It's not listed.
We would be more comfortable putting it in the glossary than putting it in the policy statement.
That seems like a win.
There isn't a definition of a transportation facility.
There is in the transportation system plan, which is a component of the comprehensive plan. So we can make sure that that's clear in there, as well as under access.
I think the concern you're raising, Commissioner Fritz, is valid. If it's really true that that's covered in that part of the TSP, then I think that may do it. But
a future policy wonk like me on the council, when reviewing street vacations, is going to go and look at what are the criteria that I'm supposed to make this on. And I'm not necessarily going to pull out my transportation system plan. I'm going to want it to be, because this is the land use issue.
We do look at the comp plan. We do vacations. All right, so your most recent proposal is to add the word parking.
Transportation facilities, comma, parking, or other public functions.
In 848 instead of public.
Yeah, in the right-of-way policy.
Okay, so Commissioner Fritz moves that amendment in lieu of her other one, and I'll second it. So we'll see if that has.
And I'm apologizing, I don't have that written out. Do you want me to take
Commissioner Fritz, did you still want to amend that to include 8.43 as well?
No. That's another.
Right.
Let's handle that as a separate
item. Yeah, that's already enough.
So let's take a vote on that, which is again to amend the existing 8.48 specifically about right-of-way vacations. This doesn't apply to transportation or land use decision making in general. It just applies to vacations, right?
Right.
Okay. Ready to take a vote on that?
And it would say maintain public rights of way if there is an established or existing future need for them, such as for transportation facilities, comma, parking, or other public functions established in policies, which we'll get to in a minute.
And just so I'm clear, the worst that you could say from a drafting point of view here is that we've created redundancy.
Yes, Commissioner.
And Commissioner Novick, do you believe the redundancy, you keep invoking Uber and Lyft, you believe that that somehow changes the meaning of
Uber in that context.
I think that since transportation facilities, Courtney tells us, is defined to include parking in the TSP, then again, calling out parking makes it sound like that is the most important existing or future need that needs to be considered, and I don't think that's appropriate.
Okay. Ready to vote? Let's take a vote.
Good discussion. I have two colleagues who feel strongly, but I think this can be resolved through the definition, so I vote no.
Saltzman?
No.
Novick?
No.
Fritz?
Really disappointing. We were so close to getting to what I thought would be something I could completely support, and we're so invested in getting right, and this is not right. Aye.
Fails.
Aye. It fails. Okay, now that we have the other one still.
So the number question, it may be easier to look at the.
Could you tell me what amendment we were on again?
Yeah.
This is the same one, but just considering the final edit there about what policies are referenced in street vacations.
What number is the amendment?
Yeah, what number?
67.
Page
35.
So it's the same policy you were just talking about.
Oh,
but
all right.
At the end, there's a reference to what other public functions do you consider in a street vacation. And currently, if you stop at 8.41, you leave out community uses, which is a policy that I believe that the amenders of the sponsors of this amendment wanted to include. The reason we changed it to P43 was with the assumption that you were adding the parking item in there, and so we would be increasing the number. So I think
it still needs to go to 43.
Commercial uses
are certainly.
Right. Well, so that's the question, is where do you want to draw the line? It right now it's transportation function, utility function, stormwater, trees, community uses, commercial uses, and then flexible design, which is kind of a different topic. So
you were going to stop at 41, which is trees, and
right.
Not consider community uses or commercial uses. So the
Correct.
Amendment allows.
That's where the Planning Commission stopped. So the question is, where do you stop there?
All right, I see your point. All right, do we get this? Do we understand the distinction?
So you want to leave it with 43 and call
the
question?
Take a vote on.
So can I get some guidance from the sponsor? Who's the sponsor of this?
I am.
Does anyone disagree with the sponsor?
No, I agree with the sponsor. Okay, ready to vote. Let's vote.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hale.
Aye. Okay, now, so are we done except for the Metro?
With the exception of the Metro, I believe you're done. So the discussion we had, unless Catherine is...
Well, that's been put over.
66.
Oh, we'd never close that one.
I think that they went to the right of way. They went a different direction. And
yeah.
Right.
So we just have the Metro matter next Thursday?
Is that right?
Right. You decided to have a specific time for the Metro
right.
matter.
So with the sole exception of item number 55, the Metro properties, which we've continued to Thursday at 2 p.m., then we're done with our action on amendments, correct?
Right. So the next step is you're asking us to prepare findings and final documents to bring back to you, I believe, aiming for a June 9th. It would be a substitute ordinance incorporating the revised as amended documents.
Okay.
So this item is continued until the 19th, next Thursday at 2 p.m.
Right.
for the sole purpose of considering the Metro amendment.
Right.
And then it will be,
staff
will be bringing findings.
Subsequently brought back to council with findings.
And Joe, are we clear that whatever written materials Metro prepares, they review with you so that your office can make a recommendation to council?
Yes, we'll be in touch with them tomorrow to firm up those logistics.
And so. Mayor, may I, since we're closing out this hearing, may I join with you and others in complimenting staff from the Planning Bureau for the superb way they've managed this?
Hold on.
And I missed the last hearing, and I'm already exhausted. I mean, 2 years ago, but this is an incredibly arduous, complicated matter, and you guys make it look easy, so thank you.
Yeah, good work. Thank you very much.
Please suspend the
rules.
Mayor?
Yes, let's suspend the rules. Thank you. Okay,
Mayor,
we're recessed for
Mayor,
an hour and 10
make,
minutes.
Mayor, can I make
not
one?
Quite.
I'm sorry. Did you say 2 p.m. and you're going to move it in front of the other time certains?
Yes.
Okay, and it'll be a 4/5 agenda item because you've missed the deadline for the
okay,
agenda.
That's fine.
Okay.
We can do it as a 4/5. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good work.
Thank you.
All right.
Great work.
Oh, really?
I know. But really, we got away with only one.
Cool.
Okay, got it.
You can have them by you.